Thank you. We gather in the Lord's house this Advent Sunday morning, rejoicing in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship this day.
Gather in the Lord's house this third Sunday of Advent. This is the Sunday that is designated for the emotion and expression of joy. And it's joyful to gather together as a church family, and you're going to be experiencing joy this morning as our choir shares their Christmas cantata with you, nine lessons and carols. You are going to be truly blessed. So as you leave this morning from our worship service, my challenge to you is this. Carry the same joy that you experience in this hour with you as you go. It is good to gather here in the sanctuary. We also recognize we have some that are joining us this morning at home via Facebook Live. For those that are joining us, I encourage you to pull up our worship bulletin found on our website at www.fbc-elon.org and use that as a resource for today. Follow along in the cantata as our choir presents their musical presentation. Also, use it as a resource for ministries coming up in the coming weeks. I do want to point out a couple of those to you, but first, before I do that, if you are a first-time guest with you, I want to welcome you. Thank you for joining us for the special Sunday. We hope this won't be the only Sunday that you join us, but we also want to encourage you, just so we have a record of your visit, there's visitors cards right in front of you in the pew. Fill one of those out, and as you leave this morning, just drop it in the offering plate, just so we have a record of your visit with us this day. Reminder to our church family that tonight, actually this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we are going to have our December roundtable meeting. This is our business meeting for our church. It'll be at 4 o'clock this afternoon upstairs in the fellowship hall. And I want to encourage our entire church family to come to this meeting. We have some important things to discuss. This is the one where we vote on our budget for this upcoming year. So we really need to make sure we have a good turnout this afternoon at 4 o'clock for our roundtable meeting. Also, this coming up this week, our Circle of Friends group, which is a group that goes around and visits some of our homebound members throughout the season. They get together once a month, and they go visit individuals. This Wednesday, they'll be doing that. They'll be meeting here at 1:45 and then going around and visiting some of our Homebound members. If you would like to be a part of that group, all you have to do is show up here at the church at 1:45 on Wednesday. So if you want to be a part of that, let me know. Talk to me about it as you leave this morning. I can give you some more details about that. Also this week, Thursday night, we'll continue our virtual Bible study that takes place on Facebook Live. It's at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, and this week we're continuing our study, Not a Silent Night, looking through the eyes of Mary, looking at the birth story of Jesus. Next Sunday, our mission focus for our worship service will be our CBF Global Missions Offering. Our goal as a church family is to raise $1,500 this December to send that to CBF so they can help support missionaries around the world. Some of these missionaries we know by name. We know real well, Laura and Carson Tushi, who are in Japan. Some of these names we don't know, but we know about the ministry that they participate in, and that's sharing the love of Christ wherever they go. So if you are willing to help us reach this goal, bring your CBF Global Missions Offering next Sunday. You can pick up an envelope as you leave this morning. They're also in your donation boxes of envelopes this year as well. As we approach Christmas Day, I want to invite your friends and family also to come join us on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It'll be two special worship services here in the life of our church. Christmas Eve, we always have an intimate, wonderful candlelight communion service at 5 p.m. So on Christmas Eve at 5 p.m. here in the sanctuary, join me with your family and friends for a time of worship, of celebration, of welcoming the Christ child. The waiting will be over. That'll be at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And this year, Christmas Day is on Sunday. So we look forward to that. So we're going to turn around the next day and celebrate the Christ child. And that service will take place at 10 a.m. on Christmas morning. We will not have any other activities that Christmas morning. Sunday school will not meet, but just a 10 o'clock worship service. And people have been asking me, well, what about that service? Is it going to be really, do I need to wear a suit? Can I wear my pajamas? I'm just going to say, wear whatever is appropriate on that Sunday. I doubt I'll be wearing a suit because I probably won't wear a suit all day that day. But just come however you feel comfortable on Christmas Day. But it will be a special laid-back style of worship on Christmas Day. It is a wonderful time. It's so wonderful to see so many faces. It's also good to see some of our returners who've been gone for a while. Betty, it's good to see you back, ma'am. And I know that you wanted to express some thank you to the entire church family for all the prayers and the phone calls and the cards, and you have been missed. So many others have been missed. It's good to see Nancy behind you as well. It's good to see all of you here on this wonderful day of celebration that is the celebration of Christ. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to encounter Him this day. Will you pray with me this morning? Promised One, enter our hearts anew this day. Enter our worship with Your promised presence this morning, that we may know You better. You are the essence of pure joy. Enter our lives and our world, that we may proclaim Your presence and sing Your praises this Advent season. With joyous gratitude, we pray in Your blessed name. Amen. Now at this time, I'm going to invite the Brenner family and McQueen families to come forward and share our Advent reading and to light the candle of joy.
This is the third Sunday in Advent. Today we light two purple candles and a pink candle. The first Sunday, we lit the candle of hope. On the second Sunday, we lit the candle of peace. Today, we light the candle of joy. One thing that sometimes happens as we get ready to celebrate Jesus' birth is we expect to be happy all the time. Joy is not the same as happy. Joy is a deeper feeling created by knowing that God cares for us. Joy is remembering that God sent Jesus so that we would always know of God's care. During Advent, we pray that we may remember again God's gift of Jesus to the world and know the joy that gift brings to all people.
Let's stand and sing the first Noel. be seated. And thank you, Kevin and Brandy and all the children. Now we're going to start our 9 lessons and carols, and I'm not going to stand you up for each carol that y'all are going to sing, so you're going to stay seated, and but don't go to sleep.
mouth of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the time of the evening breeze. And they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return."
Offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies. My offspring
shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice.
Authority rests upon his shoulders,
and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you.
Will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you. brought by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Judah are by no means least among the rulers of Judah,
For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned for them the exact time for the star had appeared, when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child, and when you found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness
overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Thank you.
It's okay to clap. It's also okay to take a deep breath, right? Great job, worship choir this morning. The accompanist, Mark and Bert and Sal, great job on accompanying our choir. Gay, great job this morning. Choir, wonderful job. Good to have you back in the
Amen.
Choir lot. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know if you're like me over here. I was tapping my foot, singing along. I put my mask on so nobody could hear my voice. That was very intentional. And I know as the days go on from here, I'll be singing some of these songs as I'm riding in the car when nobody else is around, but experiencing the joy of these carols. What I'm reminded of through these lessons, what we read, what Colleen and Erlene, as they led us through the scripture passages this morning, and the Psalms, what I was reminded of is all the emotions that are wrapped up into this season. Every emotion that we can possibly imagine are wrapped up in the lessons that they read about and the Psalms that y'all sang this morning. And I want to encourage you to think about those emotions this Advent season. Where are you? What emotions are you feeling? And where you are, God is there too. That's the story of Advent. That's the story of Christ coming into the world. The other story is that we're called to take that message into the world. So as we depart this day, I want to remind you that they did the job of instilling you with joy, so carry that joy with you this morning. If you would, stand with me as we close this day. We stand in honor of God. We stand in honor of Jesus Christ, the Son who came into the world. We stand in honor of the Spirit who has been in this place today. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is within us, and Him who goes with us this day. I encourage you to go in peace and carry that joy with you. And I hope to see you next Sunday.